Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black's on the way. Atlanta traffic, got him hung up this morning. But for the next 3 hours, we will talk sports and other things. I don't even have the Periscope fired up yet, but it's coming soon. It's coming soon. How are you today, my friend Cody?
Weekend. It's good to be here on Monday. It's good to be anywhere, for that matter. Hope that you had a good weekend as well. A lot of great things happened for me this weekend.
A lot of great things.
I've grown to an appreciation for the little things.
Okay.
You know, some guy was asking yesterday about the podcast, and you know, he missed our power rankings of our favorite things. I got to thinking, really, it's the little things.
I actually had that podcast. I just don't know if I don't think that got left off. I don't think. Oh, wait. Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. I got to the end of mine, I believe. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's no big deal, but
I saw your five.
Well, it got me to thinking, like, I mean, I was kind of joking around, but at the same time, it's kind of not joking around. You know, it's really, really the little things. Waking up on a Saturday morning and going out and you get the crisp air of a Saturday. The Saturday morning air just feels different than the other days.
You sound like Eric Church right now.
I love sleeping in on Saturdays.
Okay, yeah. Isn't there something in that song about he eats his French fries with mustard or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, see,
Just substitute mustard for mayo, and it's still you.
I mean, I can't relate to that, but, you know, just the little things. Going to the store on Saturday morning, getting some more Diet Cokes, you know, going and grabbing a cappuccino. Just the small things.
Small things in life.
That we all share.
Okay.
Getting a load of laundry done. You know that feeling when you've got your hot towels, your warm towels, and you fold them, the freshly folded towels, and you put them up nice and neat, and that particular task is done?
Sure.
You just feel these little accomplishments.
Okay.
You know?
You know, this morning I took all my laundry and was getting it separated as well, put a load in before I left, so... I'm close to where you're at.
You put a load in?
Yeah.
To dry or to wash? To wash.
I'm only going to be gone for 4 hours. It won't get moldy by the time I get back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, you're fine. What's the appropriate amount of time? I think you can leave it overnight.
No, I don't leave overnight.
I think you're okay if you do, though. Like,
Depends on how long overnight, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to go more than like 12 hours probably.
Yeah, 12 hours, no at all. I try not to do more than like 6 hours if I can help it.
Yeah, I try to just take it straight to the dryer, but occasionally I'll fall asleep. You know, but I tell you what though, these guys that I share the apartment with, I mean, these guys
go by their own rules.
They'll leave a load in the washer for like a week at a time. Now I've made the mistake of leaving clothes in the dryer, and you know that's an inconvenience.
I do that a lot.
These guys will go. I'm telling you, they'll go 5-6 days. And, like, the wash cycle will just be over.
I make the mistake of doing that a lot in terms of just leaving my clothes in the dryer to the point where then they get wrinkly.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you just got to refresh them, you know.
Then I just run the dryer again for another 20 minutes or so.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
That's what I do.
Get the wrinkles out. Maybe throw another dryer sheet in. Yeah, I mean, do what you got
to
do.
Well, it's nice to hear that your weekend was so great.
It was fine. Yours, I assume... By the way, you talk, yours was not?
Mine was. There's nothing wrong with mine outside of the basketball game. I've been mad about this basketball game.
Oh.
Which this is a big credit to you and Cam for, you know, being bandwagon, fair weather basketball fans. You don't have to deal with this. But I've been angry the last 2 days. I'm still angry.
Over the college game Saturday?
Yeah.
The Tennessee game?
Yeah. Over Tennessee losing to Auburn. I'm still mad about that.
Who cares?
I know. That's what I just said. You don't care. You're smarter than me. You're smart. I'm dumb. You live. Your life makes a lot more sense today than mine does. I've been mad about it for 48 hours, give or take a couple. You know, 46 hours, I guess.
Mad? Like angry?
I've been angry. It feels like a football loss to me. I'm still mad about it.
Really?
No, I'm lying.
That's what I'm asking.
No, yeah, really.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I can't relate.
Congratulations.
I hardly even tweet during the games. I did tweet for the first time Saturday during the basketball game.
How'd that go?
But I've found that most of the season I don't even feel the need to comment on what I'm watching.
What was it that you tweeted?
I don't know. Just something about the game. Rick Barnes sucks or something. I don't know. But my point is that most of the year I don't know. I've been checked out. It's just not that big of a deal to me, I guess.
Yeah, I did what I usually do when I'm angry and I tweet, and then people get mad at me for tweeting, and I'll say something mean about basketball team. Saturday, but this time there was a lot less blowback.
Yeah.
A lot less blowback this time in terms of people that were just
taken
aback that I would dare criticize the Barnes. They, for the most part, everyone was like, yeah, this was a bad performance. Like I said, I've been mad about it since.
I don't know why people are so upset when someone criticizes the coach.
I think it's just. Are terrible, and criticism means that you want to fire. And that if you criticize something, it means you don't like it, or it means you're not a real fan, or it means that you want to burn it down and start over. And that's just a problem. That's how people think, usually. You know, when I send out my tweets, I get met with, well, what are we going to do, fire him? Yeah, let's fire him. I'm like, no. Never once said anything about firing anybody.
Just because he's an underachiever doesn't mean you got to fire him.
And I'm not even that mad about the past burnouts in the tournament. I'm not even mad about all that stuff. I'm not mad about, you know, earlier games this season. I'm not mad about choking against Purdue last year, choking against Loyola. I'm not even mad about those.
I mean, the guy is an underachiever. That's who he is. He's a career underachiever. But his level of good is pretty good. You know what I mean? So it's just he'll have you consistent. Decent basketball program, if that's what you want. It's not worth $5 million a year, as we've all pointed out many times, but...
I'm not even mad about the money.
It's not about money. I'm not even mad about the money. I'm not mad about the money. I know a lot of people get hung up over money, and I'm not even blaming the audacity and the unmitigated gall to get up there after the game and to say, I don't call timeouts because sometimes my team doesn't execute out of timeouts. And then went on to say he needed to save the timeouts for later in the game, which I'm sitting there looking like Tyrese Gibson trying to add things up. John Nash on his board trying to do all these formulas. Matt Damon as Will Hunting. And I'm like, well, why do we want to save the timeouts for you to call up plays if your team doesn't execute during timeouts? Why are we saving timeouts? Why'd you call one with a minute and a half left down three? I'm just trying to figure it out. What the hell are we doing here? If your team doesn't respond to that timeout, why even have them? Why even call them at all? It was coaching malpractice. And again, I'm not mad about 2019. We're really blowing good opportunities in 2017. I'm not even mad about that. I'm not mad that he is the third highest paid coach.
Well, is all that not cumulative?
No. I'm simply mad that they blew Saturday's game. I'm looking at it through that prism, and you can talk about last year and how your team was number one in the country. I don't care. I don't care about the good stuff either. I'm simply looking at Saturday, and I'm saying that loss was inexcusable. The way you lost was inexcusable. You told me before the game Tennessee lost to Auburn by 7. I'd say, okay, that stinks. That was basically right around the point spread. You were, you know, a 6.5, 7-point underdog, depending on when you looked. I would have said, okay, that's fine. It's the way you lost.
You were up 54-37 at one time, and you had a...
With probably 14 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, and you had a, 95% win probability or so, whatever ESPN says.
Yeah, that's what the FBI says. 95%. I'm looking at just Saturday. Couple other things, like just in this year. I'm also mad that, you know, last weekend you blew that game against South Carolina. You had a 6-point lead with like 3 minutes left. Like, mad about that. I'm mad about the trend that's been here for 4 years of just this guy not calling timeouts to try to, like, calm his team down.
That's
that's why I'm saying, I mean, that is cumulative.
Well, right, I said, I'm trying not to even look at it like that. I'm trying to be fair. I'm trying not to make this, you know, because, look, I mean, people that have known me for a while and followed my work for a while, they know I wasn't crazy about the Rick Barnes hire. So, like, I'm trying to get rid of all my biases. I'm trying to get rid of trying to have some confirmation here. I'm trying to get rid of all that, and I'm simply just looking at it, Cody, through a lens of, on Saturday, your team was up 17 points.
Okay, it's a 5-0 run. I'm sure we'll take a timeout here at some point. Okay, it's an 8-0 run.
I would have taken it whenever they cut it to 10. Whenever they cut it to 10, I was screaming at Hops and Hollers, call a timeout, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah, and then it's a 7-point game, and then it's a 4-point game.
And I'm just like, really? He's really not going to do anything about it. He's just going to sit here and hope that there's a TV timeout. And guess what? The TV timeout came, and nothing changed. Wasn't like it's like, okay, we need to put our point guard back in, Vescovi, and just hope that, you know, he can. Another turnover? Oh, okay. Another bad shot? Josiah Jordan James looks like a deer in headlights? Okay. Guess that didn't change during the media timeout. Let's keep running the same thing out there. That's what frustrated me on Saturday. And then, like I said, to have the gall to sit up there after the game and not say, my bad. To just completely defend yourself and, you know, keep throwing your team under the bus. Downright angry.
Yeah, you sound angry.
I am angry. I'm still mad about it. I could have locked up a board bet win. I still need one more win there.
I'm feeling pretty good.
I'm going to get one of the next four, I think.
I don't know. Arkansas's got their best player back. Florida. You maybe get Florida at home.
I think Tennessee will get Florida.
I'm just saying you better get Florida or Arkansas if you're going to get it.
I don't think, like, I'm not scared of Auburn coming in here on Senior Day either. I'm not scared of them. They're not very good. That also made me angry. Auburn's not good. It wasn't like Auburn had Bryce Brown or Harper just start bombing threes. It was, we're going to keep giving to these losers. They're going to keep getting layups, and then eventually they're going to hit a couple of outside shots. They still only shot, like, 35%. It wasn't like they hit seven threes compared to Tennessee six. It wasn't like they just bombed you and you couldn't do anything about it. You just sat there and took it against a team that is very slightly above average. You know, this whole season is really frustrating me because we thought the SEC was going to be really good. The SEC sucks.
Mm-hmm.
The SEC is trash.
Yes. I mean, yeah, we're, you know, so are we.
I know we're trash. I understand that. I understand that we're trash. I'm not saying we're not trash. Well, I'm not going to call it trash. We're not.
If the SEC's trash, we're trash because we're in the middle of the SEC.
We're the nice fresh bag of trash sitting on the top. We got old clothes that we just didn't even bother. We had a couple holes in our clothes, so we weren't even going to bother turning them into the thrift store. Like, we got milk that's expired, but we poured it out. We
poured it down the sink first.
We poured it down the sink, but the plastic's going to still get a little bad whenever the sun hits it. But we're okay for right now.
That reminds
me. We're average trash.
That reminds me, another thing that's really frustrating, people putting drinks in the trash, like fountain drinks from a restaurant, without pouring them out first.
People do that?
People do that.
What kind of people do that?
The kind of people I live with.
Brandon and Rick don't pour their drinks down the sink.
I don't know who it is. I don't know which one of them.
Until the other steps forward and throws the other under the bus, I'm throwing both of them under the bus.
There have been times where the bottom of the bag will be leaking, and I'm convinced that's why the bottom of the bag is leaking.
I go so far, when I finish my 2 liters, I put water in it to get it out and wipe the cup it out. I like to rinse out my old 2 liters to make sure I don't get any of the sticky drips at the bottom.
That seems a little excessive.
I don't know, when any drips coming out when it's sitting in the recycling or when I'm trying to take care of the recycling.
Well, the water. Well, I mean, at that point, though, isn't it just, you know, minuscule amounts of drops? As long as it's poured out.
There's always a little bit of 2 liter that's on the side that's like dripping. Down at the bottom and accumulating at the bottom.
Okay, again, that seems a little.
And I take my lids off when I throw my 2 liters in the recycling. I take the lid off and I smash it up. So
I do too, so that the air can compress.
Right, there's a lid on it, so like there's been times in the past I do this for a reason. There's been times where it's like, and I assume it's because of the 2-liter drink, so I'll make sure I.
Oh, you're talking about the bin, the recycling bin.
At my house.
Okay, that makes sense. You don't have a liner, like a bag?
No, I got a liner that comes in.
Well, then why would you need to?
I usually reuse the bag in the recycling. Be honest. Like getting a full.
Okay, that's fine. Conserving the bag.
Right, I take the bag, I dump it out, and then sometimes I'll take that bag and put it in the trash. I take the trash out of the recycling at the same time.
Well, the bag's a little sticky. That's,
right, so
that's not a big deal, is it?
Sometimes I put that in the trash bag, the trash bin, and I use it in the trash because I throw it up the next. I get 2 uses out of my bags for my recycling.
Okay.
Well, the full drink in the. That's like where Vanderbilt is, as far as the trash bags. We're, I guess, somewhere in the middle. We're a mid-sized trash bag. Yeah, I mean, it's a problem. It's certainly a problem.
You gotta have a talk with them. Maybe this is our talk now. Brandon and Rick, if you're listening, dump all your liquids down the sink.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, the bag will be leaking. There will be a layer of wet liquid trash juice.
Settle back in. Time out, everybody. Cam's in the building. Cody's ranting about his roommates. I need a time out. We'll reset after the break. It's Talk Sports.
Gotta be honest, so far I'm feeling a little, feeling like this has been a little therapeutic for me. I feel a little bit better. Only slightly, though. I'm still mad. I don't even know how high it ranks. Or why? How much it adds to my anger that it was Bruce Pearl and Auburn doing this to us again. This is four times that Bruce has beat us. That's made me mad while he's been at Auburn.
Yes, yes.
But I don't feel like he coached a great game or anything. Like I said, I think this Auburn team is perfectly, slightly above average. I think they're a little... tiny arena that only fits 9,000 people is cute and all, but it wasn't. That wasn't why we lost the game. We lost the game because we lost our minds. And we have a coach on the sideline that did not help us find our minds. And that makes me angry.
We lost our dreams. That's what they say. Lose your dreams and you will lose your mind.
I don't think we lost any dreams or anything.
We had dreams of making the NCAA tournament.
We still win 3 of 4.
No, we can't.
You can.
We can't.
You can. Win over Auburn would have been great, don't get me wrong, but I mean, you're still not over.
We'll be lucky to get one.
I think you still got a chance to get 3.
More likely we get 3 or 1?
3?
No. No way.
I mean, statistically, probably the 1.
Put it on the board?
I already got a board bet coming with 1 more win.
You say we'll get 3, I say we get 1?
Nope, because I got a board bet. I got a board win coming if I win 1 more game.
How about double or nothing on 2?
Nope, I'm just going to take the 1. I got 1 in the bush, or I got 1 in the hand, which is better than 2 in the bush.
What?
Isn't that how the saying goes? 1 in the hand's better than 2 in the bush?
This is a family show.
I don't think that's what it's talking about.
Nor is it accurate.
I think it just means like the idea of potentially grabbing 2 is cool, but already having 1 is good. I think is what the saying is like kind of trying to say. And I feel like I got a board bet win coming with the just 1 more win, so I don't need to go chase.
You could have 2 though.
Yeah, but 1, having 1 already is better in my opinion.
Not better than 2.
And the saying. Plus, I really don't like how you aggressively are trying to make board bets now before you pay off your other debt, but that's neither here nor there.
I'm off to a good start in 2020, but...
You're 0-0.
Yeah, but I feel...
About to be 0-1.
Yeah, but I feel really good about the upcoming bets.
The ones we haven't made yet?
Like the Bucks coming out of the East over the Sixers. And
okay.
There's a couple more.
So that'd be 1-1? You feel really good about
No, there's another one I feel good about. I can't remember what it is.
versus Joe Burrow is not going to get decided for a couple seasons.
No, but there's another one somewhere. It's not important
right now.
The NCAA
one?
Yeah, exactly, oh, that okay. one. Yeah, so a Power 5 team is going to win the tournament.
So maybe a slight 2-1 lead.
Kansas-Baylor, we probably saw the national championship game on Saturday
no,
there.
No.
Those are two great teams.
We've been waiting for Baylor to kind of show that they're not that great, and I didn't feel like watching that team. You know, Kansas is good, and they put up a fight, but I just was looking at Baylor like, okay, I kind of see why people are a little skeptical about you.
Well, there
that
might
one
be,
guy doesn't look like he belongs on the number one team in the country.
Still yet, they'll be in the Final Four.
It was the goofy white guy running around that I looked at and said he doesn't look like he deserves. Like, he belongs on the number one team in the country.
Because he's a goofy white guy? Yeah. There's a lot of teams that have goofy white guys.
Well, there's only one number one team in the country.
I mean, there's good teams that have them. You know what I mean?
As the new rankings came out, I imagine Kansas is number one now, right? I'd imagine they've gone up to number one.
I don't know.
Because Gonzaga got beat by BYU. San Diego State lost for the first time this weekend.
Imagine losing to BYU. That's who your national championship hopes are riding on.
BYU's cool.
Speaking of a bunch of white kids.
Well, they have, yeah. But they're not number one in the country.
Mm-hmm. They have good fundamentals, too.
White kids could be good at basketball. That wasn't what I was saying. I was just saying it good seems a little weird if number one team in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Tennessee last year would have been, like, really focusing in on John Fulkerson, if he had been a focal point of the team last year, you'd have looked around and said, this doesn't seem right. That's
right,
all I was saying.
Right. Well, one of my teams has the best player in the country, Azubuike. That guy's awesome.
Azubuike's not the best player.
He's the best player in my country.
I think I might have the best player in the country.
Who do you have?
Obi Toppin.
Never heard of him.
I think
Obi?
He,
Obi? A guy named Obi
yeah.
is going to be the – he's going to win you a national title? Who
Real
is he?
Real game, no gimmicks.
Where's he from?
Dayton.
Why is his name Obi? Dayton is not going to win the title. Why is his name Obi?
I didn't say anything about Dayton winning the title. I said that he didn't have the best player in the country.
You can't be the best player in the country and be at Dayton.
Okay. I mean, if that's your rebuttal, okay. That's one I'll listen to.
I mean, you know, if he was great, he'd be at Duke. You know, right?
I don't know. John Morant was at Murray State last year.
Zion Williamson was at Duke.
Okay.
Obi is short for Obadiah.
Ooh, that's a cool name.
Not as cool as Udoba Azubuike.
Obadiah? That's a cool name. Obadiah Toppin. He should go by that. Why not just go by Obadiah? Is he ashamed? But either way, I don't think Azubuike is the best player in the country, but maybe he is the most dominant. But he's also the most likely to cause Kansas by getting in foul trouble.
Did you watch a lot of that game?
It was on at Hobson Hollers, but I was focused on the Tennessee game.
Do you regret that?
Watching the Tennessee game?
Yeah.
No.
You don't feel that after a loss? Like you just
like a waste of my time?
Well, kind of like
I had to go do a radio show afterwards. I had to watch the game.
Well, I know, but I mean like you invest the time to watch it and it results in a loss.
No. No, I don't regret spending my time to watch it.
Sometimes I feel that way after a loss.
I think it's a normal feeling, probably.
But still, you have to take the chance or you miss out on the joy of the win.
That's what the dance was about. You could have missed the pain, but you'd have had to miss the dance, you know?
Should have missed a meal. Maybe Garth will put out a new album and he'll write one called The Meal. Just talking about Trisha's cooking and how he never misses one.
We're body shaming now?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm comfortable body shaming. I've told you about this before, my feelings on the fats. I'm not going to go into it again because then I sound like self-deprecation guy, and that's not really the kind of thing I like to do. But I am qualified for the particular, you know.
Just seemed unnecessary to say about Garth.
He's gained a lot of weight in his.
He can still perform. He can still move
perform,
around.
Sing. I mean, I don't know about perform.
He still runs around a lot of stuff.
Perform. He's not Ariana Grande out there, you know. He's not J-Lo.
perform versus just sing some songs.
I don't want to see him go up there and shake and jiggle around. I don't want to see him do that. So,
well, you know what I mean. Does he move around a lot on stage still?
I didn't go last time he was in Knoxville.
Yeah,
I just seemed like an unnecessary shot.
Well, you mentioned one of his songs and it made me think of him.
I was just simply saying that you invest and you deal with the pain simply for the good moments. Whenever a team does win, you get to celebrate. Yeah.
It is a good message.
Yeah,
that the song sends, I think.
You got something to say, Cameron?
I think I have some breaking news. Woo!
That's not how that works. Usually the horn comes first.
I don't know if this has been out anywhere yet, but apparently Vanessa Bryant is filing a wrongful death lawsuit against the helicopter company and the pilot.
Oh.
Okay.
That seems like big news.
It came out over the weekend, I think, that the pilot had been in trouble in 2015 for basically the same thing. Mm-hmm. Obviously didn't wreck and die in 2015, but had done some things with the sight, the line of sight, the vision, the way he was flying before.
Oh, no.
But what is she going to do? Like,
just get some money from the company, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess they have insurance and stuff like that. You get the money and maybe she could then give the money to the family's victim, the other victims of the family or something. Maybe she keeps the money. I don't know. Okay. So, yeah, I guess that is where's that coming out of? TMZ?
TMZ, yeah.
She claims the pilot was reckless.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on that. Stick with us to talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Precision Lawn Service.
Well, I've done it again. Basketball courts are the same width. I was wrong about that. I said the NBA courts were wider. I was wrong about that.
You seem pretty confident on that.
I was confident. Maybe it seems like there's so much more space on an NBA court.
Yeah. Maybe it's just where the lines are drawn.
Maybe it's the three-point lines being wide. Maybe the three-point lines being longer just opens up the lane, and so it makes it seem wider. Maybe that's it. Just see, like, there's so much more space in NBA basketball than college basketball.
I mean, I didn't know either way.
Yeah, but so. No, apparently they are 94 feet long and 50 feet wide.
50 feet wide.
So, I was wrong again. More fake news. I'm actually mind blown about that one.
Do you know what the square feet would be of the court?
Would it not be 94 times plus 94 plus 50 plus 50? Is that how you do that?
I don't remember.
So you get
that's
square feet, right?
That's the
area.
Area.
I guess you're
pretty sure area is the square footage.
Okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought they were different.
Yeah.
Well, there's one thing where you add up each side. Is that just the perimeter?
Yeah, that's a perimeter.
I'm trying to remember basic geography.
You have to do multiple.
Yeah, when you add them up, that's just the perimeter.
So
when you
multiply it for square feet?
Geometry, not geography. Geometry.
So we have to multiply it to get the square feet, I would assume.
Just 94 times 50?
Yes.
That's how you do it, right?
Yeah.
94 times 50, that should be square feet?
Yeah, that's how you
the
do
area,
it.
The area.
Yes.
Which is square feet. 94
yes.
times 50.
I feel good about locking that in.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, length time width is square feet.
There we go.
Yeah,
there
I feel
we
good
go.
About locking
that's
that
good.
One in.
And that's the area.
Not contractors, you know?
Now, how would you find the volume?
Well, it's not three-dimensional, so there is
well,
no volume.
Well, it is technically because, you know, the court's got to be yay thick.
Well, then I think it's length time width times height.
Is that right? That seems like it should be right.
Yeah, if it's
length
a square, it's easy. If it was
something.
A circle, now you got to do pi and all that
and
stuff.
And there's something that you have a radius, which is half the circumference, right?
I got to be honest, this is when I quit liking math.
Yeah, geometry.
I used to kick everybody's ass in the multiplication tables.
Yep. Then, boom, long division came.
I could do long division. I was good at all that stuff. It's whenever we started getting the shapes. That's when I was like, I feel like I've hit my my peak here.
Yeah.
Which, in hindsight, I don't feel like I've used the stuff in geometry too much in my real life.
No, if you had gone on to become maybe
an architect
a
or
contractor,
carpenter. Yeah, like yeah. I don't do any of that stuff.
So I guess Jesus would have been pretty good at math as a carpenter.
I would think so.
Jesus, good at math.
Checks
out. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I was right. It's length times width times height.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Sweet. Was Jesus good at giving, like, speeches and stuff like
Please
that?
Please don't make me use my last time out.
I mean, it's only 12:52.
We got to save them. Like, I will if you keep going, because, look, I'm not about conserving timeouts. You got to use them when you got to use them. That's the way I look at it. You can't put off a problem.
Here, let me rebound and I'll pass it over to you.
You can't put off a problem now, anticipating a problem 10 minutes from now. Just take care of the problem now and hope you don't have a problem 10 minutes ago.
All right.
That's my motto.
You've got the ball.
Is that not a good motto to have? Like, take care of the problem now instead of worrying about, well, I might have one a year from now, or I might have one at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
No, just take care of the problem now. Timeouts in college basketball, like, if I really want to talk about it, they're not that valuable. Like, in the NBA, you want to keep two for the end-of-the-game situations. You got to save your timeouts in the NBA there because you got to have the opportunity to move the ball up the court. Right? If you call a timeout in the NBA, you can advance the ball past half court. It's the only sport that we have where you can use a timeout to gain an actual advantage in the game in terms of progress or in terms of something tangible that will be, like, you know, helping you in the game. Obviously, in football, you use it for the clock. But it's not like you could turn a 3rd and 10 into a 3rd and 5 by using a timeout, right? All it does is simply save you time. In the NBA, if you call a timeout, you go from full court to half court. So if you have 3 seconds left in the game, you can get a good shot. In college basketball, you can't. Timeouts in college basketball are kind of stupid at the end of the game. Like, it's not like Rick Barnes has been drawing up any, you know, winning plays lately out of timeouts. Think about the one against South Carolina. What do we do? Got a charge by Fulkerson. Think about the timeout we drew here at the end of the Auburn game. You got a turnover. It's like this idea of saving timeouts is stupid anyways. Troy says that we're the perfect example of Tennessee education. Shut the hell up, Troy. How about that?
Excuse me, Troy.
How about you shut the hell up?
Excuse me, my formal education was in Arkansas, which actually ranks lower.
And Kansas is Georgia.
Yeah.
So shut the hell up.
Georgia, does Georgia rank the highest out of those?
I would imagine so.
Probably in my part of Georgia, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
At least none of us are from Mississippi.
It is probably sad that I was usually one of the smarter kids in my class, though. There might be something to that.
No, it's not sad. It's probably a good thing, right?
No, it's sad for the state of the school because I'm not very smart, but I was typically near the top of my class until I got to, like, to the point where the certain parts of math and science I didn't like. Then I just kind of cruised with a 3.0 or whatever.
Long division's hard.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking about, like, a humble brag that cruised with a 3.0.
Well, I was talking about, like, in high school. Like,
I never fell to a 2.8.
Yeah, just taking easy classes at that point.
Yeah.
I'm not bragging. I was just simply saying, like, it's sad that I was able to cruise through high school by not being very smart.
I think being smart.
So you might actually be onto something here, which is why it made me mad. So shut the hell up.
I think there's a lot of different ways of being smart.
Yeah.
Not being able to.
Being able to take a test just shows your ability to conform and memorize. True intelligence isn't measured by tests. Everyone
exactly.
knows that.
Look at all the famous dropouts that went on to be very successful.
Well, I don't know if they're necessarily smart.
I think to become successful, well, you need some luck, but you got to...
You got to be good at something.
You
got
to be
smart.
It means you're smart in a certain area.
Yeah, you're good at something.
I think that's... Well, there's different ways of being
but
smart.
But do you consider that person smart that's good at one thing?
Yeah, if what they do is...
Like, overall, would you say smart?
Well, I mean, not everyone's well-rounded.
That's what I'm asking. Do you consider that person smart if they're just really good at one specialized thing? Because, like, you're not calling any basketball player smart just for being good at basketball. Great, that's a little bit different.
Well,
but
if,
like,
they study the game and they pick up on tendencies and watch film and all that, I think you got to be smart to do that.
I don't think people are calling, like, most people don't call LeBron James smart. Most people go out of the way to call the opposite smart. And
well, I'm not with
basketball.
The shut up and dribble crowd.
Well,
I mean, I understand,
think, but I'm just saying, like, would you consider him smart or just a really good basketball player?
I think
player?
He's smart. I think
okay.
you got to know.
He might be.
I think he's smart. You think LeBron has, do you think your IQ is higher or lower than LeBron's?
My IQ?
Yeah, like if you took an IQ test with LeBron.
It'd probably be higher.
You think so? He also didn't have any college education.
I don't think your IQ is, like, isn't your IQ already kind of determined before
yeah.
you get into college?
I don't know, but I think
I don't think college raises your IQ.
I'm not saying that you're smarter if you go to college, but I think it can help you like continue your continued education. You learn in more fields and stuff.
I don't think that raises people's IQ, though.
I don't know.
IQ tests are generally pretty like how quickly you can comprehend things, right?
It's like logic, puzzles, yeah. stuff like that. I mean,
and your time, critical thinking. You have to do those. Like, I think that's different than education. Like, my dad is one of the best, you know, cattlemen around. I mean, I think he's really, really good at that and really good at making money, like, through business transactions, but I don't necessarily consider him smart. I don't know if that.
Well, I did just find something that says a year's school can raise your IQ from 1 to 5 points.
At any point of time?
I guess per year, yeah. But I so assume like when you're younger, of course, it does more.
Right, yeah. I mean, like a year of school whenever you're. I mean, I guess. So college can raise your overall IQ?
Yeah, it says. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you're basically saying.
Your brain's
it's not like
not,
anything huge, but like.
What about now? What if we go to college now?
Well, your brain, I think, is fully developed at like 25 or 26,
that's what I'm asking,
right?
Like, does it stop? Can we go do it now? Can I go at 30 and become
no,
smarter?
No, I think you're where you're going to be. I think I think you and me are done.
I feel like we're only going down now.
Yeah, but I think you can keep doing stuff like reading and writing and like keeping fresh.
Staying sharp, but I don't know if it – I guess you could expand your vocabulary, but vocabulary doesn't really determine your IQ though, right? It doesn't really affect your IQ, does it?
Yeah, it says you can increase your IQ, but the older you are, the more stable your score will be.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
What if we just start taking physics classes, see if we get smarter?
We should sign up for some summer courses together.
We can be those special students that they, what do they call those?
Just the observers, the people who come
in. No, they got a name for non-traditional.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, aren't there some types of students that just come and, like, watch and, like, don't actually get tested? They just come and observe and, like, sort of take the class without taking the class?
I think that's just the homeless that get in the building sometimes.
Hour one in the books, hour two on deck. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, let's do a little house cleaning. Apparently, I've had a couple people complain saying that I've had a little echo in my mic today. I guess you guys, neither one of you wearing headphones, but I wonder, I had my headphones kind of on the mic stand, and it was turned up loud from, like, the Blitz, so maybe it was picking up there, maybe.
Hard to know.
Headphones on now, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let me know if it's still there, if there's a little echo, and if it is, I'm sorry for pointing it out, so now it's going to drive you crazy. My bad.
Sometimes there's just an echo. Oh.
Tweeter writes in. Make sure Cam, passing this message on to you, Cam, make sure headline music stays behind headlines. He said it's 100,000 times better with music, which that's nice to hear that people like the headline music, because I wasn't sure where we ended up on that. We got one tweeter that's a big fan of it, at least. So, Cam, keep the headline music coming.
I've always been pro headline music.
That's Hayden. Hayden failed to do that on Friday, but it was my fault. I forgot to tell him. So, that was, you know, three straight batch of headlines without music. So, do that. Also, tweeter Will writes in saying that Patton Oswalt said, a general rule of thumb is you're still allowed to like everything a person has created up until you find out about the bad stuff when it comes to cancel culture.
So you can like Bill Cosby's jokes all the way up to like 3 years ago.
Yeah, basically.
So it's okay to still watch the Cosby Show, but he only did like one special, I think.
No, see, I feel like you can't like anything Bill Cosby done anymore. I don't know if this is a good rule of thumb. I think I have to disagree with this.
I don't know. Some things are different. Like, music is a lot different.
I don't like any of R. Kelly's stuff anymore. He is a scumbag. I don't like any of his music anymore.
I feel like music and movies are different than comedy.
Do I bat 100% on turning the radio when it comes on? I don't know. Maybe not 100%, but... pretty good.
Will you actually turn the radio when the song comes on?
We are no longer doing the remix to Ignition.
If it comes up, if you hear it in a public place, will you ask them to turn it down?
I mean, if I'm in a public place, no, I'm not going to ask them to turn it down. I just usually leave and take my business elsewhere. I get up and leave the restaurant right in the middle.
You would not get up and leave a restaurant. No, you would leave. Not.
Sir, you forgot to pay your bill!
That's what you get for playing R. Kelly.
If you're at a bar and they start playing R. Kelly, you are not leaving.
Yeah. I am.
The establishment.
Oh, if I'm in a bar especially, I'm out of there.
Just walking right
I'm out.
Yeah. By the time you get the check squared away, the song will be over.
Yeah, but they are a certain type of people that I don't want to associate with. Now, do I do that every time? No. I believe I can fly.
Zero times.
I Believe I Can Fly. Am I canceling it? Did I have to cancel Space Jam?
Wait, that was R. Kelly?
Yeah.
The Space Jam song?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You can't cancel that one. I believe I can leave that fly. One alone.
Who did you think that was?
I believe I can touch the sky. That's really R. Kelly.
Who did you think it was?
I don't know. I never thought about who it was. Yeah. I thought R. Kelly came after Space Jam. I didn't know
R. Kelly was before Space Jam.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought of him as like a 2000s guy for some reason. I don't know.
Honestly, like the Space Jam song is. Honestly, the Space Jam song is matching up pretty well to right when he was getting really bad at his stuff too. It's when he's like running away with Aaliyah and stuff. So like it's right there at the peak of the problem, or I guess the root of the problem.
So that's maybe the worst song, huh?
I know, but do we cancel that one?
No, you can't cancel that. That's a great song.
I know. I have canceled "You Are Not Alone" by Michael Jackson. That one's canceled. Because that was written by R. Kelly for an underage girl, sang by Michael Jackson. So I'm out on You Are
You
Not Alone.
You gotta cancel that.
And that was one of my favorite songs. That's a banger. And I'm all the way out on You Are Not Alone.
You have to cancel
it. It was written by R. Kelly, him singing to an underage girl that he had knocked up and forced to get an abortion. And it's sung by Michael Jackson. I'm all the way out on You Are Not Alone. Bill Cosby? I don't Bill Cosby. Any athletes we've had to cancel? I don't think there's any athletes we've had to cancel, really, right?
I think it depends on what they're saying, too, and like what the...
I mean, the Derrick Rose thing makes me a little nervous. I don't root for Derrick Rose anymore.
Well, you can't just start canceling everybody. If you start canceling athletes,
Well, and Derrick Rose has a pretty bad sexual misconduct trial that he had to do.
Well,
but it was just a civil case, but it seemed really bad, and he even openly admitted, like, I didn't... Basically saying, like, no, I don't think she was consenting, blah, blah, blah. But then he beat the case. But then after the case, all the judges in the civil suit are posing for pictures. All the all the jurors are posing with pictures with Derrick Rose. You're like, well, it doesn't seem like it was a very fair trial. These people are obviously starstruck by Derrick Rose. But I don't root for him. But I don't turn the TV off when he's on. So I haven't necessarily canceled him.
I mean, you can't cancel. Like, you'd have to cancel Tyson. You'd have to cancel.
I know.
Have to cancel Kobe.
I do feel a little weird. Well, you don't have to cancel Kobe.
Well, you know.
No, the Kobe thing's different.
Mike Tyson, I know it's fresh. I'm just saying.
Mike Tyson did a bid.
You'd have to cancel Ray Rice.
Mike Tyson, I'm not watching Ray Rice play football anymore.
You'd have to cancel Tyreek Hill. You'd have to cancel Adrian Peterson.
I tried. I went to Kansas City to try to cancel Tyreek Hill.
You'd have to cancel.
I don't have him on my fantasy team. I draw the line. Tyreek Hill will not be on my fantasy team.
I assume you'd probably need to cancel Michael Jordan.
What did Michael Jordan do?
He had a lifestyle that
I never heard of anything problematic with Michael Jordan. Well, what are you doing?
I've heard of some things.
What have you heard?
What
do you mean you've heard of some things? Well, you got some inside sources on Michael Jordan that no one else has?
Well, I'm not necessarily saying criminal, but I've heard of some ethical.
He cheated on his wife a lot.
Ethical, maybe.
He cheated on his wife a lot.
He may have some straight.
He gambled a lot.
He may have some stray kids in different cities.
I don't think that's any rumors. I think everyone fully acknowledges that. We did a whole segment on that one time.
Okay, well, that's
people
an ethical.
People are saying she went to, like, what was it, Bearden High School or West High School? One of the two, I don't know.
I wasn't going to get into details, but that's an ethical concern, and that, you know.
Ethical's not criminal.
So do you cancel for ethical or just criminal?
Criminal.
So bad ethics are fine.
I don't know. There would probably be some ethics that I would say I'm out on, but I don't, like, not having estranged children, that's not it.
Do you cancel rock and roll?
Tiger, yeah. Yeah.
You have no problem canceling rock and roll. Yeah, Tiger, that's another one.
Well, Tiger's cheating on his wife. Is it good? No, it's not good. It's bad, but it's not criminal.
I guess you got to draw a line somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. It's not, you know, like I said, Mike Tyson, he went to prison for rape. That was something that actually happened.
Who?
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson, yeah. Yeah, he was a rapist.
But we didn't cancel Mike Tyson. He came back, and now we let him be like the comedic guy in The Hangover. We're like, Mike Tyson.
OJ.
He got whole TV shows and everything.
Right. No, OJ, we haven't really like welcomed OJ back in. Like, some people laugh at the Twitter video, sure, but like OJ's not doing pop culture. You couldn't drop OJ into a movie and have him be the comedic relief. We let Mike Tyson do what?
If it's a horror movie?
Did he do...
How about Scream 5?
That would probably be funny.
Put him in Scream 5?
He could probably be in Scream 5. Yeah. He could probably be in Scream 5, but that would be in poor taste.
Yeah.
Maybe Scary Movie 5. Why are you running?
Maybe Scary Movie 5. If they made a Scary Movie 5, maybe he could be in that one.
Would it be poor taste? It's been 40 years ago. I mean, you know. There's got to be some kind of a...
But we haven't let OJ, like, be comedy guy again. And we let Mike Tyson, like I said, he did, what, two hangovers? Three hangovers? He did all three of them, right? He was in the first and second one. I'm pretty sure he was in the third one.
Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he in the third one? I know he was in the first two.
Nobody liked the third one.
No, people liked the third one. They didn't like the second one, right? Isn't that how it went?
I don't know.
Didn't people like the third one better than the second one? I personally like the third one better than the second one, but I didn't like it very much.
I don't remember. I thought the first one was plenty.
It was weird that they basically just ran back.
He was not in the third one.
So he didn't make a cameo in the third one?
No.
Okay. It was a little weird that they basically just ran back the same exact movie on the first one and second one. And the only thing they changed was, like, we're going to Bangkok instead. It was basically the same exact movie. So he didn't make an appearance in the third one, huh?
I'm seeing conflicting stuff. It says he's not in it. This one says he was. Woo. I'll figure it out, but...
Just look up Mike Tyson's filmography on IMDb.
Yeah, just go to IMDb, bro. What are you doing? Just Google, was Mike Tyson in The Hangover 3?
That's what I Googled.
What is this guy doing? He
Everybody's got a filmography.
It doesn't appear as if he's getting credit for Hangover 2. Or Hangover 3 doesn't appear he is getting credit for that. He was in Scary Movie 5, so there was a Scary Movie 5. Five scary movies? Do we really need that? Does not look as if there was he made an appearance in Hangover 3.
Yeah, I don't see
it. At least he is not credited on the IMDb.
I usually subscribe to the just hate the artist, not the art theory.
Okay.
If you like something, you like it. I mean, you don't necessarily have to think about all the bad stuff that would
end up making. You don't want to punish yourself, basically.
Right. I'm a selfish person.
No, I mean,
and you got to think about.
I would say most people probably are on your side of that.
Well, and you got to think about all the other stuff that just hasn't come out about everything. You know what I mean? Like, there's bad in everything. There's probably
I don't know if that's an excuse, though.
Well, there could be a rapist that worked on the new Lion King movie. Are you going to cancel that? I mean,
The new Lion King movie isn't worth caping for. I will cancel the new Lion King movie. It wasn't that good. It was actually very weird.
My point is,
the new Lion King. Have you guys watched it?
No.
Cam, you need to watch it.
First one was good enough.
Yeah, I mean it's the same exact one, but it's just
right. That's what I do not understand watching the live action remakes.
It was really weird. The long extended scenes where the animals are talking. They made Timon and Pumbaa too much of jokesters. I didn't have much to like about it, honestly. But either way. I'm not. If there is somebody that was criminal working on the Lion King set, I will cancel that one.
Yeah, like if Pumbaa turns out to be a molester or something, you just don't talk about Seth.
Whoa, like that.
I'm just saying.
Seth Rogen seems like a pretty good dude.
I'm just saying. All I'm saying is there's bad everywhere, and we don't know about all of it. And just you can't cancel everything. I mean, it's just there's bound to be bad in pretty much anything, you know.
I can never root for the Florida Gators based off Aaron Hernandez.
Exactly. Mm. There could be...
As any responsible person would do.
Nor the New England Patriots. I can't find it in myself to root for either one of those franchises or acknowledge any of their success that they had around the immediate time.
I mean, it's stuff is everywhere. You know, I've heard there's a known arsonist working here in this building. Mm. You know, I've heard things.
What?
That's something I've heard.
Okay.
An arsonist. Someone that sets things on fire.
I mean, I know what an arsonist is.
Well, you seem confused by it.
I just was unfamiliar with any stories.
Just something I heard.
What show would I have to cancel?
I can't release that information.
Is it Talk Sports?
No. No one in here is an arsonist.
You? Are you talking about yourself?
No one in here is an arsonist. Although, when I was in eighth grade, there could have been a bit of an issue, but... That wasn't me.
Okay.
So, anyway, what were we... are you going to use that timeout, or are we going to...
Oh, no. No, I mean, I feel like this one, I was hoping we could maybe find some more sports examples, but I got the Aaron Hernandez one. That's good enough for me.
Don't we have three new timeouts after 1:30?
No. That's not how it works in college basketball anymore. You get four for the entire game.
So... You've taken two, so we still have two, right?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I was playing it from a scenario where Barnes only had three left during the run.
Oh, I see, yeah.
But I guess we could have four.
Still got two timeouts left.
I guess we could look at it that way.
When did they change the rule from six timeouts? Was it six timeouts? Three each half?
Like 4 years ago or so.
Hmm. It's about when I quit watching.
What's worse, Konzo taking timeouts after made threes or just Rick Barnes refusing to call any timeouts? Both of them seem really stupid. I used to get really mad, though, when Konzo would take timeouts after made threes. Like, what are you doing?
Really slows down the flow of the
The idea, I guess,
momentum?
Behind it was...
Momentum?
I guess the idea behind it was like, hey, set up your defense, but like... Seemed really dumb at the time.
A quick check back in on the momentum stance.
Uh-huh.
I know you're anti, but
yeah,
when Auburn was on their run
Auburn
Saturday,
was on a big run, yeah,
18-0 run.
Yeah, are you trying to talk
well,
about momentum?
Well, you don't have to use the word if you don't want to, but it did seem like everything was going their way. I wouldn't say
that everything was going their way. I wouldn't call it a mythical momentum. I would just say that Tennessee just completely quit doing what was working. Like, what are you blaming that collapse
to? It seems like we got a little bit lost once they hit a couple of shots. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe we could feel the run coming, and we did nothing about it.
Again, it goes back to what I'm saying with momentum. You can look at the end of something and call it whatever you want. You can use momentum to describe the real-life things that are actually happening.
I think essentially
Do you think Tennessee lost because they quit playing basketball or because momentum took over?
Well, it depends on how you define it. I think we essentially believe in the same thing. I just use a different word for it. I just call it something.
I just look at a team completely fell apart, and you can blame momentum on that. That's fine.
It's kind of like two people spiritually. Like, someone says, yes, I believe in a higher power, and then someone else says, yes, I believe in God. And the one person might not believe in God, but they believe in a higher power, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like they kind of believe the same thing, but they don't call it.
I understand. I've just seen too many examples of teams not get overwhelmed by mythical momentum to believe it exists.
Well, those were shifts in momentum.
Right, and it's funny how that always works, like to where momentum can never be wrong, right? Like,
yeah.
Momentum can never be wrong because that momentum can shift
at
any moment.
It is all-knowing and all-powerful.
As the announcer in Little Giants once phrased, Uncle Mo can change his address at any time.
All-knowing, all-powerful.
Yeah.
A lot
I've seen
like
too
God.
Many teams stare that in the eye and say, actually, we're a good team. We're going to keep doing what we're doing, and we're not going to be overtaken by this mythical power. We're just going to keep playing. And I think Tennessee had that ability to do that, but they just didn't have a point guard on the court that could dribble, and they had no coach to help them get through it. So you could call that momentum if you want. That's fine.
It's a lot like the God of sports. All-knowing, all-powerful. It really bothers me that this Truly sign doesn't light up.
It will light up if I plug it in. It just doesn't look good lit up.
Do you still have the...
Yeah, I can plug it in.
You still have that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I hope so.
That seems like the kind of thing I would lose. Like
if nobody's throwing my box away out there, I still got it.
You have a box?
That it came in. You think they just sent it like that?
No, I assume it came in a box, but you kept the box for it?
Kept it here.
Where are you keeping it?
Somewhere out there. It might have gotten thrown away by now, but I hope not.
Sit in
I also
your...
have a big one I could put on the wall, too. We just don't have anywhere to put it on the wall.
Oh, I'd love to put it on the wall. Could put it over the logo.
Because you can't hammer into that wall there.
Well, you could drape it.
Yeah, but it has to
over
be
the
mounted.
TV.
I don't think it'll work that way.
Okay.
All right, let's go to break.
Citizens National Bank is bringing Fred.
Besides Tennessee Auburn, what sports caught your eye this weekend? Was there anything that caught your attention? The Kansas Baylor game was pretty good. Kansas, Cam, you said the new top 25 is out. Kansas number one, Baylor number two.
Yep. That's how it went. And Gonzaga's three. And then Dayton and San Diego State round up the top five.
Okay. So you had the two teams from the number one versus number three matchup basically stay in similar position. And then 3, 4, and 5 goes to the non-power five teams. Okay.
Anybody else you want to know where they are?
No, not where'd Auburn go to?
They are at 15.
They're not the 15th best team in the country. Yeah. I mean, unless the rest of the country just kind of stinks. I don't know.
Yeah, they're squeezed in around. They're right under Oregon and right above Penn State, who lost like two in a row now.
That Oregon Arizona game was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. That was pretty fun. That was a good game. Anything else catch your eye over the weekend? XFL, anything? I'm curious to see what the ratings are going to be coming out for that. I thought yesterday's Lakers-Celtics game was a lot of fun. I don't know how much you guys got to watch of that. I thought that was a really good NBA game.
I did see part of the Lakers game. That was a classic game. I didn't watch any of the NASCAR race.
I tried to watch. I put it over at times. It seemed like every time I put it over, it was basically at a caution for one reason or the other.
Very boring.
First track. Time I caught it right at the end of stage one, so they went to a caution. I got lucky and turned it on right towards the end of the race, and they were in a caution with four laps to go, and then you know, kind of got a two-lap go where they were racing for it, and then they went to another caution and ended under caution. So it was tough, like you said. It was going to be a boring race. It wasn't going to be very good, and that was the vibes I got from it.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you for costing me another $500, Cody, on Jimmy Johnson. I put a lot of money on Jimmy Johnson. He didn't win.
That seems like a lot to put on Jimmy Johnson.
As Cam, you cost me $1,000. I took your first place winner, and your guy didn't win. And I took my guy, Kurt Busch, who did not win. And somehow, if I just would have taken Cam's number two, I would have won money. I took your number one, Cam's number one, and my number one, and I put a total of $2,000 on it and lost all three of them, so now I'm poor.
If you're losing $2,000 on NASCAR races, I feel like a little bit of the blame has to be on you.
Well,
too.
If I'd have won, I would have won like $10,000. So I was just trying to, make some money. But you guys let me down, so I appreciate it. Jimmy Johnson ran near the front most of the race. I thought, oh, Cody's going to get me rich here. No.
Who's finished higher? I don't remember exactly who's. Me and Cody's pick finished
higher. I don't even know. Jimmy Johnson petered out, as they say in NASCAR.
Oh, did he?
I think my guy did finish higher.
I saw your guy was in – Keselowski was in, like, ninth towards the last bit, and I thought Jimmy Johnson was, like, sixth, but maybe in that final stretch, maybe, like you said, they petered out because it was a enough to give me some false hope.
Jimmy got fifth. Keselowski got seventh.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought Jimmy was at the top.
Petered out may be the most on-brand NASCAR term I've ever heard.
Where did Kurt Busch finish? I feel like he wasn't even in the contention.
He was.
So between all three of our picks, I lost $2,000.
Well,
he was 25th.
Yeah.
Well, we did okay. Me and Cam were in the top 10.
What about Kyle Busch?
He was higher. Where was he?
If you would just use the search 15th. Function.
No, I had just on 15th. So
both those damn Busch brothers can go to hell.
Yeah, you should never. Those guys are jerks. Those are some of the worst people in sports.
Look at Bubba Wallace getting sixth in there.
Whenever you were describing boring, terrible races, like it sounds like a perfect one for a Busch brother to win. So.
Yeah, it's a good point.
That was my line of thinking.
Yeah, all those cautions threw it off a little at the end. All our guys are right around the front, going into those last few cautions. I was like, uh-oh.
I would have been pretty cool if Jimmy would have won, but oh well. At least he had a good showing.
Only if you would have kept your big mouth shut. And then if you wouldn't have made me make my selection, I just would have been on Cam's top three, and I'd have made a lot of money. But you just had to start talking about Jimmy Johnson.
he had a good showing.
And then say, John, can you make a pick? Because then once I made a pick of the stupid Bruce brother, I could not bet on the Bruce brother, because if he won, you guys would be like, oh, great job. But yeah, but I lost money on it. So then I roped myself into it.
I mean, the guy.
Which is why I didn't want to make a pick in the first place. I just wanted to take Cam's top three. Last week, What number did you pick Denny Hamlin in last week?
Second.
And I didn't bet on him either because
he won last week.
Because Cam put his stupid tweet out talking about he had an inspection problem. So I'm down $4,000 on NASCAR through two races, all because I want to keep up with this.
You can't bet on Daytona. That was your first mistake.
I could have. If I just would have bet on Cam's number two, if I didn't bother to check his stupid timeline, and I saw him arguing with one of our listeners where the guy was talking about how Ricky Stenhouse has the best car, so then I went and bet on Ricky Stenhouse too, and I just keep losing all this money on NASCAR. Even though Cam has picked the winner in his top two the first 2 weeks, I should be raking in the money.
There's a lot of tracks left. A lot of predictable races.
Trust me, I know. I'm already staring down a $50,000 loss this NASCAR season.
You got about 30 races to go.
I can't afford it.
I'm sure you'll get it all back at Watkins Glen if you rely on the road course ringers.
Is that where we're at next, the road course?
No.
We're in California.
California.
The Auto Club Speedway.
Another boring track.
Yeah.
Can't wait for Cam's fourth place winner to win this one after I don't pick him, or for you to pick a winner that wins. And then I don't bet on him out of spite, and then you're like, I told you. I can't wait.
Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy Johnson used to be good at California, too.
Jimmy Johnson's good at every track.
It's his last race he's going to win it.
It's not 2008 anymore.
He had a good showing. It's not like I was wrong.
Guess what? Fifth place paid $0.
Well, should have taken him in the top five. I'm sure you can bet on a guy to make the top five, can't you?
I'm sure some you can. Sites,
you can bet on anything.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Who's got the most wins at Auto Club Speedway?
Vontae Berfic just got reinstated.
Okay. So he basically got spent, what, like 12 games?
Yep.
This light, I found the plug-in for this true light. It's so bright, I got a headache now.
I like it.
It is so bright. It's just getting me right in the eye. I need sunglasses.
It is a little bit bright. It is so bright. Maybe if we put like a towel over it.
Well, then it covers the logo up.
I don't know. It might shine through.
We're missing Vanessa Bryant talk publicly, I guess, since the first time since, right?
Yeah, the celebration of life is today, right?
Okay, so that's a weird time that she's filing this lawsuit then, right?
Yeah, I was watching the news this morning, and they were talking all about it. Today's the day they're doing the celebration of, you know, life.
Man, I really thought, and it's an obscure game, so many people probably don't remember it, but there was a Lakers-Celtics game from 2009-2010, right when they're in the middle of their renaissance rivalry that was in Boston, where Kobe hit that free throw line jumper to win by one. You remember that, Cam, when he was going up against the Celtics team that kicked his ass in the finals?
Yep.
And he comes through the lane and hits that free throw line jumper, and they won by one. And I really thought that's what LeBron was going to do yesterday. I thought he was going to get the ball and go to the free throw line and hit that shot to beat the Celtics by one. He did his little Hakeem Shake and Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant type of fadeaway for the win, but I really thought that they were going to he was going to go and hit that free throw line jumper and pay homage to the Mamba. That was a fun game, though. And I've been hard on Jason Tatum for a long time. I've been hard on the Celtics. Jason Tatum seems to have finally figured out, hey, me shooting long twos, me shooting contested mid-range jumpers, that ain't it. That's not the way to be successful. And really, the last two showcase games he's had versus the Clippers on Thursday night before the All-Star break, and versus the Lakers yesterday, he has been awesome. And yesterday it was all layups and threes, and he looked really, really good. Like someone who could maybe get the Celtics to the conference finals. That was fun to watch. But the Lakers, everyone has been talking about how bad their bench is, right? That was the story all offseason. Oh, the Clippers are so much deeper. The Lakers don't have enough help. It's just LeBron and AD versus everybody. Well, yesterday the Lakers bench came through in big fashion. Lakers bench outscored Boston 43-11. You had Howard getting 10-7. You had Kuzma scoring 16. You had Rondo looking like he could play basketball again. Caruso looked good. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is your closing defender at the end trying to guard Tatum. That was a really good performance by the Lakers, who are first place in the West, but I still feel like we're underrating. That was my big takeaway from the NBA yesterday. I looked around and I was like, man, I don't know if we're talking about the Lakers enough. They are 5 games clear in the West. They're 6.5 games up on the Clippers. Which, by the way, at a certain point, do you think Kawhi Leonard will look around and say, I made the third best choice out of a 3-team race this summer? I had 3 options in front of me. I had 3 doors. I opened up the GOAT door. Not the greatest of all time door. Just a literal, bah! And he's like, yeah, I'm good with the GOAT. Let's go do that.
He should have known.
He could have went to play with LeBron James and Anthony Davis and walked to a championship, or he could have stayed in Toronto and been the alpha on a team that would probably be the championship favorite when you look at what Toronto has. Instead, he went to the Clippers, and they are a distant second in the playoff race. They are a distant second in the city in terms of interest. The Clippers' local TV ratings are still bad. His roster around him doesn't look very good either. Kawhi's going to have to really put that team on his back to win a championship. And if he does, it will be a huge reward. And maybe that, maybe the risk of winning a championship there and the reward that you would get in terms of your accolades is greater doing it with a third team, especially 2 in 2 years, than it would be just going back-to-back in Toronto. Maybe. It damn sure better than if you had gone to the Lakers and won with Anthony Davis and Kawhi. Or, excuse me, Anthony Davis and LeBron. But still, when I look at the Clippers, and I look at the Lakers, and I look at the Raptors, I feel like Kawhi Leonard made the third best choice in a three-team race. Clippers play the Grizzlies tonight. The Grizzlies need a win. They have came out after the All-Star break and lost their first two games. They have the toughest, I want to say it's the toughest remaining schedule the rest of the year. I want to say is what it is. Yeah, they have the toughest remaining schedule the rest of the way. Their strength of schedule ranks the opponents have a 558 win percentage. That is higher than any teams that they are ahead of. It's tougher than anybody in the league. Like, you look at Portland. Portland's 26th. New Orleans, who is also chasing them, 28th. So the teams right behind them have easy schedules compared to the Grizzlies having a really tough one. They lost to the Lakers. They have the Clippers tonight. They desperately need a win. That'll be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Hour two in the books. We'll kick off hour three with headlines. And, Cam, here's your warning. You better have that damn headline music ready to go.
Yes, sir.
We'll hit it next.
My name is John Reed, and for years people made fun of me for not drinking beer. I tried to find some replacements, but they were all far too sugary and left me feeling bad. Lucky for me, I found Truly Hard Seltzer. It's refreshing with only 1 gram of sugar. You truly love to see it.
It's the dawn of a new game day, and Truly Hard Seltzer is subbing in for light beer. With 5% ABV, only 100 calories, and that's light and refreshing. Game day with Truly Hard Seltzer. Drink what you truly want. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company. Drink responsibly.
It's 2:30. You know what that means, everybody. Say it with me. It's time for winners and losers of the weekend.
Winners and losers.
Cam, hit the music.
Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers.
All right, Cody, hit me with your winners. Who won this weekend?
Okay, John, my number three winner of the weekend, I'm going to go with the G League affiliate coach of the Bucks.
What the hell happened with the G League affiliate coach of the Bucks?
He stood up to officiating, and he said to these officials what we all want to say to the officials.
Okay.
He said he was coaching a game against Grand Rapids. His team lost, whatever. But he said the officiating definitely went right for Grand Rapids. That was as unprofessional as an officiating performance I have ever seen. I hope you tweet this and tag the league because it was embarrassing. Matt Rafferty, guessing he's the official, is a effing clown. That wow. being said, we have to be better at the end of games. We can't blow a lead. However bad and biased and unfair and illegal and cheating the referees are. Took a shot at him. I like seeing a guy call out the officials from time to time.
Okay.
He's my number three winner.
Okay.
His team lost, but I like what he said.
You gave him some shine.
Yeah.
For him to make news, that's, I guess, good for him.
Yeah, he wouldn't have made news regardless. It's cool to make the news.
Yeah.
No matter what it's for.
I disagree on that.
Maybe not always, but most of the time.
Sometimes it's bad. Sometimes it gets your radio station called multiple times.
Yeah, well,
your Facebook rating tanked from a 5.0 down to a 3.4. Sometimes it's tough.
Who cares? Number two winner for me, Kansas basketball. Got to give a shout out to Kansas and my guy, Udoka Azubuki.
Yeah.
My favorite player in basketball. Kansas with a big win, knocking off Baylor. Kansas will move to number one. They defeated Baylor 64-61 on Saturday. Azubuki had 23 points. It was a big-time game in Kansas.
I'm so tired of you talking about this Azubuki guy.
Showing us its legitimacy.
It's like you just learned he existed, so you're going to just keep talking about him nonstop.
I know a lot about him. I've seen him play against us 2 years in a row. Thank you. Or did he not play last year?
No, he played last year.
Yeah. Number one winner.
He fouled out against us last year.
Still couldn't beat him. Number one winner for me, Tyson Fury. Everybody's going to call Deontay Wilder a loser and talk about how he was just, you know, getting beat up and he looked just awful and all this stuff. But Tyson Fury, nobody expected him to win last week. All the talk was about Wilder. Tyson Fury comes out, gets the win. Made a lot of headlines doing it. And I saw a thing. He's a great spokesperson for mental health. He was struggling a couple years ago, apparently. I saw on the Rich Eisen show, maybe. He drove his car 160 miles an hour on the interstate, and he was going to wreck the car and kill himself. And he decided, you know what, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to kill myself. I'm going to get better. And he got better, and he's come back. And now here he is, number one boxer in the world now. So shout out to him.
Big win for the guys without the best physique. You saw him standing next to Deontay Wilder. You're like, oh, Deontay Wilder's going to win. This is, you know, sure, I guess Ruiz lost the rematch, but, you know, Andy Ruiz beat Joshua a year ago. Fat guy versus really ripped, in-shape guy. Forget the rematch. You had Tyson Fury embarrass Deontay Wilder.
Mm-hmm.
Neither one of them made my list, though, because I don't feel like either one of them really changed their stars too much. You would probably get a third big fight. They'll probably run it back, and Wilder will get his chance for redemption, although maybe he just got concussed a little too early in that fight. But although I was impressed with Wilder, the way he kept fighting and trying, and even after the fight was mad at his corner for saving his life and maybe career by throwing in the towel, but he said, I'm a warrior. You're supposed to let me go out on my shield. Just died there on the battlefield, I guess is what he wanted to do. But either way, my number three winner of the weekend, I went with Jason Tatum. I thought what you saw yesterday in that Lakers-Celtics game really helped raise Jason Tatum's profile. You had LeBron James give him the rub after the game, saying Jason Tatum is a future king, saying, you know, watch out, league. And Jason Tatum was really, really close with Kobe Bryant. So, you know, playing in Staples Center a day before Kobe Bryant's memorial was big for him, and he came out and balled out. He's my number three winner of the weekend. Number two, I'm going with Houston sports teams that start with the letter R. The Rockets keep winning. They look really good since going with this ultimate small ball lineup. They look really good. Russell Westbrook has stopped shooting threes. Russell Westbrook is just attacking the rim nonstop. He punked out Rudy Gobert. He punked out the entire arena in Salt Lake City against the Jazz. James Harden and Westbrook combined for like 74 points in their game on Saturday night. And the Houston Roughnecks, the only remaining undefeated team in the XFL, looking like the title favorites there. So Houston sports teams that start with the letter R, they are my second biggest winners of the weekend. Number one, Bernard Sanders. Bernard Sanders, he went to Nevada. He was victorious. The steam continues to build for Mr. Sanders. That is three states and three victories. Despite whatever Pete Buttigieg he may say about Iowa, he did not win the popular vote. Bernie Sanders won the popular vote. They went to Nevada over the weekend and scored a resounding victory. And we thank the great state of Nevada, the culinary union workers, and everyone who helped bring this together. We were able, in the Bernard Sanders campaign, to stop by Texas, go by El Paso, talk to the fine people of Texas, on the way to South Carolina, where we will face our greatest test yet. Because a lot of the old white people in South Carolina, they love Joe Biden. Many people will say that Bernard Sanders cannot resonate with the black voters, the black female voters. There are a lot of black female voters in South Carolina. The big test for Bernie is how he does in South Carolina this weekend. We will see if the bun continues to grow. Bernie Sanders, the biggest winner of the weekend. What do you think? I feel like that was...
I thought you did pretty well.
I'm pretty good at that. I've been working on it quietly at home. I feel like I've been watching a lot of Bernie. I've been watching a lot of the debates. I feel like that was pretty good.
I thought you did pretty well.
Yes.
I enjoyed it.
Yes. Got a little. The more I talked, the worse it got, I will acknowledge.
It's hard to keep it up.
It's got a little bit harder. But this isn't my regular voice.
Senator from Vermont. I like Bernie a lot.
Let's go with the losers of the weekend. Cody, who you got?
I have, by the way, I was going to say, I'm very confused as to why all the black voters in South Carolina like Joe Biden so much. He seems to do the best with the black vote in the South.
It seems as if Joe... No, no, I was a little bit more of Obama, but I was thinking about Obama. It seems as if... Nah, I've lost the impression now. It seems as if Joe Biden gets the rub from being close with Obama, is what it seems like. So we will see if he is still... getting that momentum in South Carolina. Joe Biden keeps thinking he's going to win South Carolina. We will see. But yeah. I would say it in large parts because he is close with Barack Obama.
You know, it's hard to do a good Obama.
I wasn't trying to do an Obama. I was trying to do Bernie again, but I was thinking about Obama, so then I just messed it up.
You know, I wish I could do an Obama. That's because that's one of the coolest voices. Losers of the weekend. Number three, I got to go with the Colorado fans, football fans. Yeah. There are a few of them out there. And they hired Carl Durrell, and that just seems like a guy that's going to get fired probably year two. So that sucks. If you're a Colorado Buffaloes fan, if I'm Ralphie today, I'm probably just kind of laying in the pen, not real happy.
Yeah.
Number two for me, losers, the Browns for the dog funeral. I can't get over the dog funeral, the open casket for Scrappy or whatever his name is. That's not his name. I can't remember his name. You don't, first of all, if you're going to do a dog funeral, you can't do an open casket. It was a weird thing. I got to go number two, Browns. It's always easy to call the Browns a loser. Number one loser, San Diego State basketball. You're number four in the country. And you lose to UNLV. This is not UNLV of 1990. This is a 14-14 squad. The UNLV Running Rebels are 14-14. I guess now they're 15-14. Not a very good look for San Diego State. I can't be convinced that team has a shot at a national championship.
Spin zone, some would say that it's better to get the loss out now. The pressure of going undefeated is too much. Go ahead and get your loss out of the way. No, now you no longer have to worry about an undefeated season. You just worry about winning the rest of your games.
It was a 26-game win streak San Diego State had, and it was snapped.
That was your number one loser of the weekend?
Yeah, San Diego State.
Number three for me, I went with Mark Cuban. Not only did his team take an L in Atlanta, but then he got on the internet and cried like a little baby about it. We're protesting. The refs are unfair. The refs were cheating me. Shut up, Mark Cuban. Shut up. Number two, I went with a combo. I went with Rich Barnes and Roy Williams. I just gave them a combo platter. We've already talked about what happens with Rick Barnes. But North Carolina lost, Cam, you said, what, their seventh game in a row?
Yep.
Good Lord.
Their seventh game in a row. They are now 3-13 in the ACC. They are 10-17 overall. Correct me if I'm wrong. Roy Williams and Rich Barnes are like two of the four highest paid coaches in college basketball. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
I believe it is.
Yeah, it is.
Bad weekend for both of them. They are my second biggest losers of the weekend. Number one for me, I also went with the I didn't just go with San Diego State, but I went with college basketball's Group 5. Gonzaga took an L. San Diego State took an L.
Man, Roy Williams has already got – he's already tied for the most losses in his entire career in a season.
This is 2018. I want 2019 USA Today. Where's the database from 2019? Or do they?
Jeez.
Roy Williams' worst year ever. He went 20-17.
How much money?
In 2009, he was the NIT runner-up, and that's his worst year ever. 20-17, and they are 10-17. I guess he could still go 20-17.
Yeah, it looks like
crazy thing is they still beat the Oregon team that's ranked like 14th.
Yeah.
I guess
Roy Williams
makes roughly $4 million a year, so maybe he's not all the way up at – maybe he's not as high as I thought, but he is – I guess he's still going to be in the top five or six. But Chris Mack at Louisville, Bill Self at Kansas, and I believe Tony Bennett make more than him now. And Tom Izzo.
Let's get these boomers out of college basketball. Let's go hire some young guys with some energy. Had enough of these boomers in college basketball. They've right. had their day, okay? It's over.
Okay.
I want some guys in their 30s and 40s to be represented. Too many 70-year-olds in college basketball.
Pretty funny tweet I just saw from a political reporter because Team Bloomberg tweeted out a picture of their office that said, racist, oligarch, bleep, Bloomberg.
That was in Knoxville.
Right. And then a reporter wrote, quote tweeted and said, LOL, I'm thinking you're special because Tennessee fans took to the streets to express how much they don't want you.
Ah,
that's a pretty good tweet.
Yeah, how about that?
That's a pretty good tweet.
Yeah, it is.
That was me that took to the street. Not Bloomberg.
I thought you quoted the tweet.
No. A reporter said that.
Oh.
But I was just saying.
Yeah.
That was a part of the rally.
Yeah, that was your part of your deal there.
Should I lead a charge against Bloomberg? Yeah.
Might be good for Bernie. Bernie campaign.
I don't really care.
I feel like you kind of.
Last call on the other side. Time out. You're out of control. Last time out. Last call on the other side. We're out of timeout. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.